Pioneer Audio Productions presentation. Last time on Star Trek Pioneers.
And against the Federation and a crew vessel in the area.
Get shields back online. Damage report.
There's a warp core microfracture. We have all reached on decks 5, 7, and 13.
Target the lead vessel's weapon systems and return fire.
The lead alien vessel has just launched some type of highly concentrated energy burst directly towards us. I've put it on screen, Captain. All hands, reach for him.
And now the continuation.
Hello. Doctor?
Hello, Captain. How are you feeling?
Where am I?
You're on the Altec. The Omaha and his ship arrived a few minutes after the attack. It's a medical freighter and colony ship. At the moment, sickbay has completely shut down the Pioneer until they can get life support back on in that section, so we've had to move everyone here for the time being.
How is everyone?
I've got about 32 injured, 7 of them critically. No casualties, though.
Well, at least we didn't lose anyone.
Yes, but I do have a bit of bad news. The Rainmaker is missing. We're pretty sure they were taken by the same species that captured the Orlando.
Any idea where they took them?
No, Captain. Sensors in most of the Pioneer's primary systems are offline. We have no idea where they are. And the Altec in Omaha can't get a reading outside a 1 light-year radius due to radiolictic interference in the area.
Great. Now we have 2 missing ships. Well, thank you for all your help, Doctor. Now, if you excuse me, I need to get back to the Pioneer.
Sorry, sir. I don't think so. You suffered a major concussion. I'll need to keep you in sickbay a couple of days for observation. Doctor's orders.
Captain's orders. I need to get to my ship.
Sir, I could, from a medical standpoint, relieve you of your command, but in our situation...
What situation? All we have to do is get back to Starbase 415, repair our damage, and get back underway.
Well, maybe you should get to the bridge. Mr. Sutek can explain it much better than I can. But let's just say we might be stuck here for a while. Oh, sir, I'd like you to wear this cortical monitor. It'll alert me if anything happens.
Very well. I'll be on the Pioneer then. Oh, Doctor. I'd like you back on the Pioneer as soon as possible. Senior staff meeting in 15 minutes. We need to clarify our situation.
Aye, sir. I'll be there as soon as I can. I need to stabilize the rest of my patients before I go.
See you soon, then.
Pioneer Audio Productions proudly presents Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 2, New Frontiers, Part 2. Starring Peter Henchman as Captain Sebastian Romano, Laura Post as Commander Jennifer Loretti, Christina Williams as Lieutenant Commander Charlene Jennison, Stacy Virgo as Captain McFay, Carl Puder as Zatok, John Corey as Commander Richard Baudon, Lee Andrew as Commander Charles Berman, Kevin Cho as Lieutenant Junior Grade Kenneth Cho, Adam Barber as Captain Jake Rubin, Charles Cadwaller as Admiral Ransom,
based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 2, New Frontiers, Part 2.
According to my calculations, it will take an additional 6 days for the vortex to rematerialize in normal space.
So, until then, we're on our own? What if those aliens come back?
I wouldn't exactly say alone, Commander Loretti. Omaha and Altec did make it through before the vortex collapsed.
That's true, but without the use of a starbase, we could be looking at repair times in a matter of days instead of hours.
Actually, Commander, that might not be completely true.
What do you mean, Mr. Cho?
Well, the Altec is a multi-purpose vessel. They have a large supply of both construction materials and equipment. Maybe we could use those to decrease our repair times. Captain?
They have their own mission here. I don't want to take them away from it.
Those aliens that attacked us are extremely powerful. If they come back with the Pioneer like this, I doubt that Omaha could fend them off by herself.
All right. I'll contact the captain of the Altec. Let's get to work, people. We've got a long day ahead of us. Dismissed.
Sir, is something wrong? Come on, sir. I know you too well. You're worried about something.
Stacy McFay and Jack Roper. Both my best friends at the Academy. I've known them for 8 years now. We need to find them both. We need to find them alive.
Don't worry, sir. We will. If anyone can pull a rescue mission like this off, cut off from Starfleet, I can only think of one person that could, and that'd be you, sir.
Thank you, Commander. At least I've still got you, eh?
Yes, sir, you do, and it looks like I'll be here for a while.
Certainly hope so. Well, we better get on with repairs. I'll be along in a few minutes, Commander.
Aye, sir. Oh, and don't worry, sir. We'll find them.
Captain's log. Stardate 57128.6. With repairs nearly complete, we are finally ready to begin a system-by-system search for both our missing ships. Repair times would have been faster if we had access to a starbase. Luckily, the Altec was here to give us a hand.
Captain, engineering reports long-range sensors are now functioning at full operational capacity.
Excellent. Mr. Bergen, what's the status of our engines?
Engineering reports, both. Impulse and warp engines are back online. The ship is ready to depart.
Captain, we have an incoming message from the Altec. It's Captain Omanek.
On screen.
Captain Romano, you realize that if you leave us, we will essentially be sitting ducks. I strongly urge you to wait until after the Omaha is returned, or the vortex reopens. If it ever does, that is.
We don't have that kind of time. Every second we waste could mean another life. Another ship. We're leaving now. Yamaha will check in with you in less than 3 hours. Now, if excuse me, Captain, we have to be going. Romano out.
But, Captain, we...
Captain, you do realize that he's right. If those aliens return again, they won't have enough to defend themselves.
Well, then let's hope we find the Orlando and Rainmaker quickly. Helm, set a course for Star System 4359 and engage at maximum warp.
Aye, sir. Captain, we're approaching the edge of the star system. Dropping out of warp.
Mr. Satek, anything?
Still nothing, Captain. I would suggest, however... Captain, correction. Sensors have detected some type of dampening field surrounding a section of the northernmost continent on the fifth planet of this system. I've put it on screen.
Looks like a large colony of some sort. Let's take a closer look. Yellow alert. Any life signs, Mr. Sitek?
Negative. Our scans cannot penetrate the field.
Very well. Commander Loretti, send a message to the Omaha and the Altec. Keep them apprised of our situation, and keep an open comm channel on Federation frequency 498 Omega.
Aye, Captain.
Mr. Bergen, take us into a high orbit of the planet. I don't want to get too close.
Aye, sir. ETA, 4 minutes.
Mrs. Tech, can you read anything else in the system?
No, Captain. However, once we reach the...
Captain, I'm detecting a group of vessels approaching from low orbit of the fifth planet. They've just crossed out of their damping field.
How many vessels?
Sensors have detected 18 individual signatures.
Confirmed, Captain. Navigational sensors indicate they are on an intercept course. They should be here in less than 40 seconds.
Hail them.
No response, Captain. Sir, they're approaching an attack formation. Captain, they're charging weapons.
Red alert! All hands, battle stations!
Are they the same species that attacked us earlier?
Negative. However, I believe I recognize this starship configuration.
You know who these people are, Mr. Sitek?
Captain, if I'm not mistaken, they are...
Direct hit. Minimal damage in the saucer section. Shields down to 86%. It looks like it was some kind of antimatter mine, Captain.
Mr. Bergen, set a course for the engine system. Full impulse. Get us out of here!
Helm is not responding, Captain. They've projected the dampening field around us. Engines are offline.
Who are these people, Mr. Sitek? Why are they attacking us?
Captain, if I may, I believe these are the Talaxians. After their homeworld was conquered, what was left of them fanned out and formed small colonies all over this part of the galaxy.
Commander Loretti, send a message out on all frequencies. Tell them we're looking for two of our ships that were abducted more than 5 days ago, and that we apologize for intrusion into their space. Repeat it continuously on all frequencies.
Aye, Captain. Transmitting.
Captain, they've ceased fire. Their weapons are going offline.
The lead vessel is hailing us, Captain.
On screen.
You have been listening to Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 2, New Frontiers, Part 2. Brought to you by Pioneer Productions. Featuring the voice talents of Peter Henchman, Laura Post, Christina Williams, Stacey Virgo, Carl Pooner, Sean Corey, Lee Andrew, Kevin Cho, Nar Martinez, Charles Cadwaller, Donovan Forrest, David Corson, and Adam Garber. This episode was produced, written, directed, and mixed by Kevin Cho. Writing assistants were Rain Wilkening, Carl Pooner, and Jonathan Forrest. And a special thanks to Carlos Pedraza, Dave Barry, Rob Caves, and Eric Busby for all their help in the production of this series. Stay tuned for the conclusion of New Frontiers, November 2004.